You're listening to Tales of the Text, headphone drama, secrets, and plot twists. This week's episode is called Strands That Bind. Meet 18-year-old English major from the Bronx, Juanita Nita Santos. She's the youngest of the Strands crew.
Where is she? It's been over 15 minutes.
Next up is Kendra Campbell, a 19-year-old business major from Chicago who is secretly jealous of Jazz.
Where the hell were you? I was starting to think you got abducted or something.
Nita, chill. I was wrapping things up with my client. It just took a little bit longer than usual.
Is everything okay?
That bratty little high school girl tried to get me to con her out of $50. Something about the merchandise being tainted.
Tainted with what? We only sell premium weed. We don't sell the cheap stuff cut with crack.
That's exactly what I told her. She coughed up that $50 real quick, though.
Jazz is probably wondering where we are. We should head back to campus.
The interior of Herc Malcolm University, the girls' dorm, that night. Jasmine Jazz Waters is a 19-year-old business major from Atlanta who is the most popular girl on campus and the creator of the Strands app. She's sitting in her dorm room, typing on her laptop.
Yo, what's up? I was beginning to worry about you two. Is everything all right?
Kendra had a difficult customer.
It seems like all I've been having are difficult customers. What's in the water these days?
They all smoke our shit, so maybe it's that.
Very funny. Now get y'all asses back to work. We have solid orders throughout this week and next week, and I need you to organize them by location on the spreadsheets. Got it?
Jazz, there's no need to be stressed. We got you.
Yeah.
You're right. Besides, things are really going good right now. We're making more bank than we ever have. Soon we'll have enough money to get out these dorms and into a fly apartment.
Jazz, don't get me excited. We'll be just like a TV show.
We gotta find a building with fine niggas. I don't wanna be moving in a crib with a bunch of old folks.
Old folk? There ain't no old folk around here.
Nita, of course there are. Our school's in the middle of the New Mexican desert. You know they need their dry heat.
Y'all ain't right. Come on, get those spreadsheets done so we can go to bed.
Inside the cafeteria the next day, Jazz and DeMarcus Smoke Williams, age 19, and a charming yet deceitful finance major from Oakland, California, they're seated at the table, going at it as they do.
It never ends. In high school, they tell you you're successful if you get into college. When you're in college, they tell you you're successful when you get into a fraternity or on the dean's list. Get a job. Get a good job. Then when you get that good job, everybody wants you to be the boss. Nothing is ever good enough.
Look, the system keeps us motivated.
The system keeps us down, sis.
Smoke, you're getting all hot and bothered. I'm just trying to have a conversation with you.
Hey, in your mind, everything is expensive lunches and fancy cars. That's not everyone's reality.
Look, I'll pay for lunch.
That's not what I mean, Jazz.
You know, last time I checked your car, you didn't exactly qualify as an economical purchase. You know what your problem is?
Here you go. One of your lectures.
You should try listening to one for once, and maybe you'll learn something.
Just get it over with so we can order.
You finance majors are always thinking about the coin. Your life is written by the hand of money. Your life is a lot more fulfilling than you think.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That actually made sense.
I told you. Look, I came to Herc Malcolm U with no money. I got a job in fast food and was miserable. So I created an app so that I can control my own future.
I was there when you created it. I know your origins, but I don't want to go down the road you did.
Excuse me?
Not that you're not a savvy businesswoman. It's just your line of work is dangerous. And if it's not now, it will become dangerous.
You're a good friend, Smoke, but I know what I'm doing, okay?
You can't see the future.
Sure I can. In 40 minutes, I'll be eating a turkey club with a side of soup.
The interior of Herc Malcolm University, the girls' dorm. That night, Jazz, Nita, and Kendra are preparing for another run.
Hey, yo, I have someone coming in here in 10 minutes. You guys have to make sure all of our inventory is good, all right? You guys are delivering a big order.
I checked it like 1,000 times. Everything is perfect. Everything is going to go great.
Look, you can't ever be too careful.
That's for damn sure. Come on, Nita. We gotta go.
I'm gonna be organizing this kush all night. Order number 298?
Yes, but you can call me.
Don't. It's better if your identity remains anonymous. Come here.
You already see my face. You know who I am now.
Look, I'm not good with faces. Now, you said you wanted the Eurasian hair with the South Side enhancement?
Yeah. That stuff's supposed to be mentally stimulating, right?
Mm-hmm. And for the hair, you said you wanted for your hair girl to do it, right?
Yeah. You understand, right? When you find a hair girl, you gotta hold on to her.
Look, you preached it to the wrong choir. Sit down, let me get your order together.
I didn't mean to look at your phone, but the guy on it has a really cute girlfriend.
Girlfriend? The guy on my wallpaper.
Yeah, the brother goes by Smoke or Fire, something like that. I know him. We have a couple classes together.
Oh, really? And what does this girl look like?
Light skin, reddish hair. She's cute.
All right, you already paid with your car, so you can go ahead and go. Thank you for doing business with us. Appreciate you.
You'll see me again.
The interior of the boys' dorm that night.
This is the first time I've been in the boys' dormitory.
We're not here to spend the night. We're here to deliver an order, now act professional.
Why do you always have to ruin the fun?
Now meet Jeremy. He's a spy for the student council.
Jeremy?
You're not supposed to say his name, stupid.
It's okay. Come in.
Burst fade, green crack.
That's the stuff. Your payment?
Sit down. We'll have you done in no time. I love cutting guys' hair.
Yeah, this is quite the business you guys have.
It's what every college student needs. Weed and their hair done.
Do you want a cape to protect your clothes?
Yeah, sure. So, how much money is Strands making you guys?
A lot more than I expected.
Nita, that's enough. Just cut his damn hair.
Oh, sorry if I'm prying. I'm a business major, so successful businesses like this fascinate me.
I'm a business major, too.
Okay, look at you putting your education into action.
Hold still.
How about you first?
Huh?
There have been reports of a drug ring on campus, and the student council asked me to investigate it.
Damn!
Uh-huh. I've been recording the three of us since I opened the door and invited you girls in. The sales of any drug, recreational or prescribed, is not allowed on Herc Malcolm University's campus.
You set us up?
Well, yeah. There's no other way to catch you. These kinds of things have to be solved from the inside out.
This sucks. I can't get expelled from here. I'm here on a full scholarship.
Man, you're lucky your education's even being paid for. I have to work two jobs just to pay for my tuition. And just when things were going smoothly, my stepdad gets sick and needs surgery. And who does my mom come to?
What do you want? You're telling us your life story, so you obviously want something.
You see, Strands is very successful, and I've done my research. Inside out, remember?
Just talk. I don't have all night.
I want 20% of the profits for each week.
Me and Kendra's or the whole businesses?
How about we keep the business between us?
So, we give you our cut every week and you let business flow?
Deal?
Deal.
Back at the girls' dorm later that night.
How was it?
Good.
Okay, I only asked because Kendra had a hard time the other night.
Like you said earlier, something in the water.
I'm tired.
Me too.
Not so fast. Kendra, I came into some very interesting information earlier.
Why are you talking like that?
Why are you sneaking behind my back and seeing smoke?
Jazz, you tripping.
I'm asking you a question, so take me serious.
Obviously, someone told you some bullshit.
So you're not dating Smoke? Because we made a pact.
Yeah, Smoke is to remain all our friends. We can't date him. We can't even kiss him.
I remember, and I hear both of you loud and clear. I'm just telling you, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, but if I find out you're lying to me, you're not gonna like the consequences, Kendra. I promise you.
Listen, don't be threatening me.
I could do whatever the hell I want. I own Strands. I'm the boss, CEO, and creator. If I wanted to, you'll be gone and back to the stripper pole where I found you.
Guys, calm down. You two are fighting over gossip. Let's call it a night.
Only on one condition.
What's that, Jazz?
If Kendra promises that she's telling the truth.
Typical Jazz. She's never wrong.
She's right. You two should apologize to each other.
Sorry, Kendra, for accusing you.
And I'm sorry for attacking you.
I'm gonna call it a night. See you guys tomorrow.
Night. Kendra, you better tell me what's going on.
What are you talking about?
I've been thinking about it for weeks, but after tonight, now I know.
Know what?
You and Smoke have been sneaking around, haven't you? I'm gonna find out sooner or later. You might as well tell me.
Now I'm lying to Jazz about two things.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening to Tales of the Text podcast. Subscribe at Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, listen closely. We need you to go right now and share your favorite episode with your friends. Y'all know how to do it. In the group chat, tweet about it, or send a text. It's real simple, because we ain't playing with y'all. And go visit us at www.talesofthetext.com and sign up for our email list. On Everything I Am, we're not going to spam you. However, we're going to start sending out exclusive content and we're going to do some giveaways only for our email subscribers. So go sign up right now. Till next time.